And welcome back to the 4th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic. Just underway with a boys' consolation semifinal, Schuyler County and Brookfield. We joined it in progress, just underway 30 seconds in. Newland with the ball down to the right block to Amon. Gets it to Newland, over left wing to Wendy. Wendy with a crossover dribble, left elbow, picked up, trap. Now gets it to Newland. He'll shoot for three. Got it. First point for the Tigers. And Newland puts Schuyler County up early, 3-0. Full court zone pressure by Schuyler County. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Newland's foot. Brookfield will keep it. Corey Scott with you here tonight on KMN Sports Stream 1. We'll get you starters and sponsors as we go along here. Brookfield with the ball. Hank Parks will inbound. Gets it up top left wing, Owen Boley. Zone defense by the Rams. Parks has it. Now gets it left corner for Boley. He'll shoot for three. Misses it long. Missed everything. Ferris is on the floor. Comes up with it. Now the ball's going to be tied up. Jump ball alternating possession should stay with Brookfield. Starters for Brookfield tonight, the sophomore Hank Parks, a senior Tommy Gunn, a junior Owen Boley, a senior Bryson Collier, and a senior Mitchell Day. Collier has it. Now gets it up top to Boley. Back into the corner for Parks for three. No good. Rebound fought for. Good box out. Wendy comes up with it for Schuyler. Across the timeline. They're in a hurry. Now he's in a crossover. And Brookfield running what looks like a 1-2-2 zone. Maybe a one, no, it's a 1-3-1 zone. Cross court pass to Ferris on the right block. Can't come up with it. Tipped away out of bounds, and it's going to go to Brookfield. Kale Wendy, a sophomore starting for Schuyler County, along with the junior Cooper Amon, sophomore Connor Smith, junior Ryan Ferris, and senior Noah Newland. Boley has it in the backcourt. Now over the gun. Full court pressure by Schuyler. They get it across timeline. Day has it. Now tipped away by Ferris. Comes down with it his gun. He gets it right wing for Boley. Boley holds high. He'll take it between the circles. Gets it left wing for Day. He'll launch it from three across the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Amon. Here we go the other way. Wendy in a hurry across the timeline. Right side. Passes right corner for Newland. He'll shoot for three. Got another one. That's two for him. 6 points. Schuyler jumps out 6-0, just under 6 minutes to play. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. Brookfield head coach Kerry Davison. Chris Pruitt, of course, the head coach for Schuyler County, assisted by Brad Moncrief. Tonight's game brought to you by these fine Schuyler County sponsors, Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, by the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, by Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, by the Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, by the Schuyler County Times, Slayton Polaris, Tri-County Electric, and by Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories. We appreciate all of our sponsors that make it possible to bring these games to you. Corey Scott with you here on KMEM Sports Stream 1 tonight. It's a consolation semifinal, Schuyler County, Brookfield. Brookfield with the ball. Here we go. 5:54 to play first quarter. Backcourt. It's Boley. Gets it over to Gunn. Working against pressure by Wendy. Now he's trapped. Now he gets it out of the trap to Boley. Ball's loose. Comes up with it as Gunn. He gets it over to Day. Day across the timeline. Left wing. Left block. Awkward looking shot. Off glass, no good. Gets the rebound. Goes back up with it. And he's going to be fouled. The senior, Mitchell Day, is going to go to the line for two. He's fouled by Ferris. First team foul, first personal foul. Goes against Ferris. And it's going to be the senior Mitchell Day going to the line for Brookfield with a two-shot attempt. First one on the way, rolls around, no good. Ferris is going to come out. Now he's going to go back in and line up on the lane. Day has the ball, spins it, eyes it. Shots on the way, short, bounces out, rebound tipped around, now comes up to Gunn, and it's going to go out of bounds on the baseline. I think Brookfield's going to keep it, and they do it. Hank Parks is going to trigger the inbound baseline under the bucket on the near side. They run a box set out of the paint. Now they're going to clear it up top. That goes to Boley. Boley dumps right back down inside to Collier. Faces up, shoots off the heel of the rim, no good. Comes down to Wendy. Wendy in a hurry, right side, pushes it to the block. Now right corner, Newland. Dribbles to the right block, gets it to Ferris right elbow. Hold tight, pivots, now the right block, and he's tripped, falls down, no call, goes right corner to Wendy. Wendy gets it in the paint to Amon. That was a tough pass. He may just come up with it. Ferris right block up top. Wendy, now Newland, he'll shoot for three, top of the key, no good. Rebound, tipped around, Boley has it for Brookfield, guarded closely by Wendy. And now he picks it up, hits it to Collier. Collier on the off side on the right block, gets it to Parks on the cut, and he lays it off glass and good. First points of the night for Brookfield, 6-2 Skyler, just under 5 minutes to play first quarter. Newland has it, skip past the Parks. Top of the key left side, now it's kicked out of bounds by Bowley. Skyler will keep the ball. It'll be inbounded on the sideline in front of the Brookfield bench by Smith. He gets it in to Wendy. Newland back to Wendy on the near side between the circles. Back to Newland on the far side up top. He gets to Ferris in the corner. Now skip past Dangerous up top to Wendy. He's going to drive. Mid-range jumper left side. No good. Good box out by Skyler, but they can't come up with it. Rebound comes down to Gunn, and I think he's going to be fouled. Ferris may have got his second one. Nope, they're going to call that one on Cale Wendy. So a break for Ferris. Wendy will get that foul. That's one on him. John Walgren is going to check in for Brookfield, replacing Mitchell Day. So a sophomore comes into the game for Brookfield. 1-2-2 full court zone press by the Rams. Cross court pass to Collier, hits the middle of the press to Bowling, nearly lost it, saves it, gets it to Gunn on the left wing between circles. Bowling guarded by Ferris, right wing for Parr. She'll try to bounce it inside to Collier. Ball is now loose, and the scramble on the floor. It's going to be a held ball, and it will go back to Schuyler County. 4:08 to play first quarter, 6-2. Schuyler with the lead. Brookfield will fall back to what looks like a 1-3-1 half court zone defense. Wendy gets it to Newland. He'll bring it across the timeline. It is a 1-3-1 by Brookfield. Two guys up top. Newland brings it near side to left. That's Smith. Smith to Newland. Now left wing for Wendy. Wendy left corner for Smith. He gets up top to Newland. Thinks about it. Now goes right corner Ferris. Ferris hits it in the paint for Smith. Off glass. Can't get it. Back for it. Smith has it. And now I think Smith's going to get reached in on. And that's going to be a foul on Parks. His first personal for him. Skyler will have it on the baseline under the bucket far side. Heyman will trigger it. Holds high. Looking for a cutter. Ferris in the paint. Can't get it to him. Newland right wing has it. Between the circles, it goes to Wendy. He'll dribble. Now he's going to penetrate left elbow. Left corner goes to Smith. Smith back top to Newland. Newland dribbles right wing. Ferris right corner. Holds high. Looking for cutters. Wendy up top, off the dribble, free throw line. Nice bounce pass to the block to Ferris. He gets it off glass. That was a beautiful pass. Wendy set that one up nicely. 8-2, Schuyler County. Bowley with it against the full court pressure. Gets it to Gunn. Gunn will bring it over to Bowley. Dribbles right wing. Thinks about the three. Now goes right corner for Parks. Parks skips it up top to Gunn. Back to Bowley right wing. He'll reset between the circles. Coach Davison calls out the play. Here we go. Left wing goes to Gunn. 3 minutes to play first quarter. Left corner for Bowley. This Skyler defense is an aggressive half-court trap. They're all over them. Ferris is all over Parks. He'll dribble in the paint. Running, floating, jump shot. Off glass, no good. High. Rebound fought for. Comes back to Gunn. Gunn guarded by Wendy. Top of the circle, it goes to Bowley with the dribble. Now back to Gunn. Top of the key left side. Into the left block, Collier. Works against Smith. Faces up off glass. Doesn't get it to go, but he's fouled. Let's see who this goes against. That's going to go against Smith. So Connor Smith, the sophomore, was working hard against Collier. He's a load to handle on that block. And he picks up the foul. And the first shot by Collier is good. First points for Collier. 2:33 to play first quarter. 8-3, Skyler the lead. Second one by Collier is good. So he gets both of them. 8-4, Skyler leads Brookfield. 2.5 to play in the first quarter here at Skyler Middle School in a consolation semifinal. Wendy right wing, right corner Ferris. Skip pass, top for Newland, back to Wendy right side of the top of the key. They're trying to trap him out of that 1-3-1. He wisely keeps the scribble. Newland, now left corner, it goes to Humphrey, who's in the game for Skyler. Gets it to Cooper Amon. Now right wing, Wendy, got it. Had his foot across the line. It'll only count for two. Just a long two. Now Humphrey steps in, deflects the pass, has his glasses ripped off his head. Wendy comes up with it. Now it's taken away by Brookfield's Bowley. Right wing, he's trapped. And they're going to get him for the double dribble. That pressure got to him that time. Turnover back to Skyler. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout. No, check that. It's going to be a full timeout for Skyler. 1:54 to play first quarter. Skyler leads it 10-4. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Welcome back to Schuyler County Middle School Gymnasium. Fourth annual Tri-Rivers Classic Tournament. It's men's consolation semifinal action. Schuyler County Rams Brookfield Bulldogs. Schuyler leads it 10-4 with a minute 54 to play first quarter. Ferris inbounds in the backcourt to Wendy, and here we go across the timeline. 1-3-1 half-court trapping zone by Brookfield. Keeps the dribble, splits the defenders, picks it up, hits Newland between circles, right wing for Humphrey. Humphrey gets it right corner for Amon. Now up top to Newland on the right wing between the circles for Wendy. Making that zone move side to side. Newland back to Wendy. Going to go back to Newland on the far side. Two guys up top making the top of that zone work back and forth. Newland holds high between the circles. Wendy gets it inside to Amon. Gets it left corner for Humphrey for three. Splash it. Nothing. Caught the bottom of the net. 3 points for Humphrey. 13-4 the Schuyler lead. They break the press easily this time. Boley has it right wing. Dribble to the baseline. He's double-teamed. He's going to take the long jump on the baseline. Not a great shot there. Rebound comes down. Newland had a tough angle. He's a good shooter, just a tough angle. Newland gets it to Wendy between the circles. Again, that 1-3-1 zone. Ferris, baseline. Gets it to go and foul. He's going to get the and one. Mid-range jumper for Ferris from the right baseline. Gets it and gets fouled. He's going to get the and-one opportunity. Foul goes against Walgren. First personal by Walgren. Two team fouls for Brookfield, three for Schuyler. And Connor Smith will check into the game, replacing Cooper Amon. Nice round of applause for Amon. 54 seconds to play first quarter. Amon will get a break, and I'm sure we'll see him at the start of the second. Ferris misses it long off the heel of the rim. No good. Rebound Brookfield. And, oh, my. Boley thought somebody else was going to get it, and it was intended for him. Schuyler comes up with it. They drive to the right block. I think that was Ferris with the drive. He's fouled on the floor. And Walgren's going to pick up his second foul on back-to-back calls. Wendy's going to trigger on the inbound. Gets it left block, and that goes to Smith. He can't convert. Had a wide-open look, just missed the bunny. Boley will bring it across the timeline. 35 seconds to go first quarter. Left wing goes to Gunn. Hold tight, looks. Motion offense, looks for the cutter in the left corner. That is Boley. Boley gets it back to Gunn. Gunn, right wing for Day. Day's going to skip past left wing, and it's taken away. That was not a great idea. Intended for Gunn, and it's going to be taken by Wendy. Up last and good. That was a bad pass that led to Schuyler County points, and now another near turnover. Day comes up with it. Goes right corner for Collier. Drives baseline off glass, and a power move gets it to go and one. So Collier will go to the line after making the shot. 4 points for him. Waiting to see who the foul's going to be on. And that is going to go against Humphrey. So Mason Humphrey, the sophomore, picks up his first personal. Collier gets the bucket. It counts. And he has the and one attempt. 17-6 Schuyler. That foul came with 6.8 seconds to play in the first quarter. And the sub came into the game, so a little bit of a holdup. Now we're ready to go. Collier, shots on the way. Good arch. Got it. 5 points. And now a steal. Holy has it. Right wing with 2 seconds. 1 second. Jump shot from the wing on the way. No good. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Schuyler County Rams lead it 17-7 over Brookfield. Back with your second quarter in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Hey, how many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Most standard outlets can hold only 120 volts of power. Be cautious when plugging devices into power strips. Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The ultimate in off-road comfort just got better at Slayton Polaris. The 2022 North Star has been updated to offer faster heating and cooling for all-season comfort. Enjoy a quiet ride and keep water and dust out with the tight-sealing ProShield cab system. Work even harder with LED headlights and a 4,500-pound winch. Order yours during the holiday sales event going on now at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles west of Memphis and 13 miles north on B. Reserve yours today and get it as soon as it's made from the factory. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Welcome back to the 4th annual Tri Rivers Classic Tournament. It's boys action, consolation semifinal between Schuyler County and Brookfield. Schuyler leads at 17-7, ready to start the second quarter. Brookfield will have it. Going to be Hank Parks to trigger the inbound. He'll throw it to the backcourt to Bowling. Here we go, second quarter underway. Bowley across timeline, top the key, right wing for Gunn. Hold tight, guarded by Humphrey. Right corner goes to Bowley with the dribble against Lindy. Now back to Gunn. Gunn up top for Parks. Parks dribbles between the circles. They'll reset. Goes to Bowley, right wing, extended. Zone matchup defense for Schuyler. 2-3, trying to trap out of it. Up top to Bowley. Gets it to Parks on the right wing. Now he'll dribble back out of it. Humphrey and Newland up top on that 2-3. Ferris in the middle. Wendy on the right block and Smith on the left block. Goes left corner for Bowley. Back up top for Gunn. Right wing extended Parks. Guarded by Humphrey. Gets a screen from Collier. Now he goes left wing for Bowley, making that zone work. Dribbles around the screen. Now it's going to be a three-pointer from the wing for Gunn. Off the rim, no good. And Collier's going to get called for the over-the-back foul. Collier picks up his first personal foul. Fourth team foul for Brookfield. Both teams have four fouls. Cooper Amon will check in as well as, and he will replace Ryan Ferris. So Amon inbounds to Wendy. 7 minutes and counting first half, 17-7 Schuyler. It's Wendy and Newland up top. Right corner for Mason. Amon on the right block, back to Newland up top. Near side up top for Wendy. Dribbles into the double team. Now we'll go back to Newland on the far side between the circles. Back near side to Wendy up top. Left corner for Smith. Amon working hard against Collier. It's getting a little rough under there. Over to the far side to Newland up top. Looks at Humphrey. Thinks about it. Looks at him again. Now goes right corner to Humphrey. Now inside to Amon at the elbow extended. No good. Taken away. And the pass was tipped in the backcourt, but Wendy comes up with it. No violation because it was tipped. Humphrey from three from the corner. Leaves it short. Rebound comes down to Walgren. He gets it to Bowley. We go the other way. Nearly carried it. No call. Up left wing to Gunn. Picked up by Newland. Collier, right block, left block, rather, up top to Bowley. They'll reset the offense. Double O set, three guards, two posts for Brookfield. Parks gets it between the circles to Gunn, right wing for Bowley. Skip pass to Parks on the left wing for three, and he took an extra step when he tried to get set. And it's a travel back to Schuyler. Elliott Sevitz into the game for Schuyler County, as well as Ferris, replacing Humphrey and Newland. Sevitz, a freshman, into the game. 17-7, Schuyler County leads, 6 minutes to play first half. Brookfield still in that 1-3-1 zone. Wendy's going to shoot for three up top left side. No good. Rebound. Smith left block. Wendy left corner, left baseline on the drive. Hits Ferris right corner. They'll reset up top. It goes to Sevitz for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Bowley. He'll bring it against pressure across the timeline. Wendy is all over him. He's going to get rid of it, get it to Gunn between the circles, back to Bowley. He'll reset between the circles, right wing Park. Looking inside for Walgren, who's trying to post up against Amon. Can't get it to him. Bowley has it on the right wing, dribbles off his own foot, out of bounds. It'll go to Schuyler County. 5.5 to play first half, 17-7 Schuyler. Mitchell Day will check back in. The senior will replace Bryson Collier. Wendy passes it across the timeline to Sevitz on the right side. Now he'll dribble left side Hold tight. Left corner. It goes to Amon. Off the drive on the baseline. No good. Ball batted around out of bounds. Back to Brookfield. 5:15 to play. 17-7 Rams first half. Full court pressure. They trap him. He passes out of it. Goes ahead right corner for Day. He'll dribble right baseline off glass. Got it. 2 points for Day. His first pair of the night. It's 17-9. Brookfield within 8. 5 minutes to play first half. Wendy, right corner for Ferris. Pass got away from him. He had to step on the baseline to corral it. It's a turnover back to Brookfield. And Newland will come back into the game, and he will replace the freshman seventh. So it's Ferris, Wendy, Newland, Smith, and Amon in the game for Schuyler County. Boley, near side. He's trapped. Passes across court to Gunn, guarded by Newland. Now back across court to Boley. They need to get it across. Here's a pass to the middle of the press. Gets it right wing for Parks. Right block. Now gives it back on the give and go to Gunn. Down the lane, no good. Rebound fought for Ferris. Corrals it. Go the other way with it. He gets it ahead to Amon. Amon will bring it across. Newland's in the right corner. Will they look at him? No, they go Smith in the paint. Little contact. Brookfield comes down with a bully on the fast break. Left block. Off glass. Rolls in and out. No good. Rebound. Fought for. And it goes out of bounds off of Brookfield. Back to Schuyler County. Bryson Collier is going to come right back into the ballgame. The big man back in for Brookfield after a brief breather. He'll replace Boley. So Brookfield's got the meat and potatoes back in the lineup here. They go back to that 1-3-1 zone. Wendy brings it across. Him and Newland will be up top working against this zone. Smith cuts. Now he's up top. Wendy to the corner. Now Newland's going to cut. Kind of an X cut here. They go from the top to the opposite corner trying to get a good look, make that zone work. Here's Smith from the corner right side. No good. Long rebound. Missed everything. Newland has it left wing. Wendy. He'll drive in the middle of the paint. Nice pass down to Ferris on the right block. Has it knocked out of his hands out of bounds on the baseline. It'll stay with Schuyler. Wendy will inbound baseline far side under his own bucket. Collier's going to stand in front of Ferris and try to block that. They've got an open look from the left corner from Amon. Missed everything long. Rebound comes down to Brookfield. That's Mitchell Day working against Ferris. Now Newland picks him up. He keeps on driving right down to the left block. Off glass, no good, but fouled. And he just decided to do it himself. Let's see who gets called for this one. And that's going to go against, I believe that's Smith. Yep, so Connor Smith picks up foul number 2, foul number 5 for Schuyler. And set to check into the ballgame is Boley. 2 shots for Day. First shot is good. 3 points for Day. Boley checks in to replace Gunn for Brookfield. Mitchell Day, second offering on the way. Got it. Nice looking stroke there on both of those shots. He's got 4 points. It's 17-11, Brookfield within 6, 3.5 to play first half. Wendy, left wing, Smith, holds high. Now tries to get to Newland, almost taken away. Newland comes up with it. Wendy back on the near side. Wendy and Newland up top. Now Newland makes that X cut to the left corner. Wendy's going to try and find him. Has to go back to Smith. Now hits Ferris, cutting down the lane. And you hear about wide receivers that take their eye off the ball to look up field before they have it. Well, Ferris just did exactly that. Looked at the basket before he had the ball in his hands and lost track of it. He won't make that mistake twice. Collier inbounds, near side, gets it Boley, back to Collier. Now taken away by Newland. Gets it to Ferris, left block. Power move, off glass, no good, but fouled. I think it's going to be Collier with the foul. Nope, it's going to be Owen Boley. So Boley picks up his first foul. That's foul number 5 for the Bulldogs. That sends Ferris to the line 4-2. Schuyler leads 17-11, 3:16 to play first half. Ferris eyes the bucket. It's on the way short off the front of the rim. No good. Tommy Gunn will check in, replacing John Waldron for Brookfield. Gunn will be on the near block underneath, lined up on the lane. Shot is on the way, and this one hits the heel of the rim, bounces in and out, and it's no good. Rebound comes down to Boley, guarded by Ferris. Parks brings it across, right wing. He thinks about it, gets it between the circles to Boley. Now left side on the left wing goes to Day. Now he tries to go to Collier on the block, tipped away. Day comes back with it. Boley, rather. Gets it down in the corner to Day for 3, no good. And Wendy comes up with the rebound. He's in transition now, has it tipped away out of bounds by Gunn. Schuyler will have it on the baseline near the 3-point line on the near side. Just under 3 minutes to play first half, 17-11 our score. Skyler has led this one throughout. Newland has it left corner. Now it's taken away, intended for Ferris, taken away by Collier. He gets ahead to Gunn. Gunn will pass ahead to Boley. Wendy cuts him off. Now he's got to get rid of it. Gets it to Gunn. Now back to Boley, right corner. Jump stop, looks, thinks about it, gets it back to Gunn. It's almost like nobody wants to take the shot on the perimeter for Brookfield right now. Boley has it between the circles, and Skyler's doing a good job of not giving up anything in the paint. Right block, Boley. Now he's going to go up top to Parks. He'll reset the offense. 3-2 zone by Skyler. Boley drives the paint, loses the handle on. Somebody reached in, tipped away. Still loose, still fought for. Wendy now comes up with it. Still reached in on, and they finally called the foul on Boley reaching in on that one. And that's going to be foul number two for Boley. 16 foul for Brookfield. Next one will put the Rams on the free throw line. 17-11, 2:10 to play. Skyler leads by six first half. Consolation semifinal, Tri-Rivers Classic. Left wing, Smith. Holds high. Connor Smith gets it top to Newland. Left wing, Smith. Gets it left wing, or left corner rather, for Amon. They double team him. Now back up Newland. Near side up top. Top of the key to Wendy. He'll drive to the elbow. Tried to dump it down to Amon on the right block. Too much traffic. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Skyler. Gavin Rodriguez, the junior for Brookfield, checks in for the first time tonight. He will replace Owen Boley. Cooper Amon to inbound near the corner on the far sideline. Gets it to Wendy right wing. He'll take him off the dribble, guarded by Day. Now gets it to Newland right wing. Still that 1-3-1 half-court zone defense. Newland right wing. They try to trap him. He gets right corner for Amon. Holds high. Gets Ferris right elbow. Ferris is getting double-teamed. Kicks it back out to Wendy. Wendy drives left elbow. Left corner for three by Newland. No good. He was hot early. He's missed the last few. Rebound comes down to Wendy. He laid it in, but they're going to say the foul was on the floor. The shot doesn't count. And that foul is going to go against Collier for foul number two. That one's on the floor, but it does put him on the line for a 1-1 bonus. So it should be a 1-1 coming up here. So Wendy's going to have that opportunity. 1:23 to play first half. It's 17-11. Wendy eyes it, fires it, got it. 3 points for Kale Wendy. Second one, dribbles it, eyes it, fires it. It's on the way, good arch, good shot. 4 points for Wendy. It's 19-11, an 8-point lead for Skyler. 1:23 to play first half. Full court pressure, gets it to Collier. He'll get across the timeline. He's looking for help, gets it to Gunn on the right wing, and he can't corral it. He goes out of bounds on the baseline. Back to Skyler County. Wendy brings it across. Left wing, Smith. Left corner, Amon. Holds high. They're trying to trap out of that 1-3-1. Skyler doing a good job of keeping their dribble so they can't close in. Amon, right corner, keeps his dribble. Holds high. Newland up top. Good ball movement by Skyler County. Left wing, Smith. He finds him in the paint. Off glass is good. That's Amon. Amon flashed in from the weak side post, and he got the shot off glass to go. 1-2-2, full court pressure here by Skyler. They get it across, and mental mistake there by Brookfield. Gunn got it in the middle of the press, had 1 foot over the timeline, lifted the other foot, and then passed it backwards. That is an over and back. That's the correct call. Skyler will have it far side half court. 40 seconds, 21-11, a 10-point lead for Skyler. Wendy walks it across. Smith, left wing. Amon, left corner. Probably try to work for one here. Newland up top left side. Skip pass right wing for Smith. Hits Ferris on the right elbow. Pivot step, off glass, got it. Tough shot by Ferris. He gets it. 6 points for him. 20 seconds. 23-11 Skyler. Zone press. Brookfield goes over the top. Parks has it, and now he's fouled on the reach-in. I think that's going to be Wendy, and it is. Second personal foul by Kale Wendy. The sophomore picks up number two. And Brookfield will have it right in front of the Skyler bench. Parks the trigger. Gets it right corner for Gunn. In to Collier on the right block, and he's fouled on the floor on the reach-in. I think that's going to be Smith. And it is. Smith reached in and got him on the arm before the shot. That's the third personal on Smith with 12 seconds to play in the first half. John Walgren set to check in for Brookfield. And I think Collier's going to get two attempts here. First one's on the way. Got it. 6 points for Collier. 23-12, Schuyler. Collier has the next one. And it's good. So 7 points for him. And they're going to check Walgren into the game for Collier and try to keep him from picking up foul number three before the end of the half here. Pass comes into Wendy. 10 seconds. Crosses the timeline. Dribbles left wing. He's double teamed. Now the ball taken away by Rodriguez. He's in transition. Gets it left block off glass. No good from Walgren. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Schuyler County 23, Brookfield 13. We'll be back with your halftime numbers in a few moments. This is KMEM Sports.
Show off your school pride today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri offers school mascot debit cards at their 7 convenient locations: Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland. So when you use that debit card, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri will give back to your favorite school. Free online banking, bill pay, and mobile deposit. Free Android and iPhone apps available. Sign up today at ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
That's today's Farm Progress Report with your host, Max Armstrong. Farm Progress is brought to you by Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture across from the Old Lake Road in Kirksville. Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust. Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
And welcome back to Queen City. We're at the Schuyler County Middle School Gymnasium for the 4th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Tournament. It's a men's consolation semifinal. Schuyler County Rams, Brookfield Bulldogs. Schuyler leads it 23-13 at the half. Corey Stott with you here on KMEM Live Stream 1. Glad to have you with us this evening. And taking a look at the numbers from the first half, leading scorer is Collier. Bryson Collier, the senior for Brookfield, had 7 points there in the first half. 4 points for Mitchell Day. And 2 points for Hank Parks, the sophomore. And that's the scoring for Brookfield in the first half. On the Schuyler side of the ledger, Ryan Ferris and Noah Newland with 6 points apiece. Cooper Amon with 4 points, as well as Cale Wendy also with 4. And Mason Humphrey with 3 points. In terms of foul trouble, John Walgren for Brookfield has 2 fouls. Owen Bowley has 2 fouls. And Bryson Collier with 2 fouls. On the Schuyler County side of things, Cale Wendy has 2 fouls. And Connor Smith has 3 fouls. And then just 1 apiece for Humphrey and Ferris. So relatively clean half a ball for both teams. 23-13 our halftime score. It was 17-7 Schuyler after the first quarter. Both teams scored 6 apiece there in that second quarter, and that gets us to where we're at right now, 23-13. Currently over in the high school gym with a men's championship semifinal, it's Knox and North Shelby. And North Shelby leads it 32-24, just underway in the third quarter. The winner of that game will face Putnam County for the championship on the men's side at 4:30 Saturday afternoon. The loser of that game will play for third against Scotland County at 1:30. The winner of this one will face Milan at 4:30 on Saturday for consolation, and the loser will play for seventh against Clark County at 1:30. On the girls' side of the bracket, Skyler defeated North Shelby tonight. I don't have that score in front of me, but I know it was a pretty handy victory for them. So Skyler will be playing for the championship, that anticipated rematch with Scotland County at 3 p.m. on Saturday. North Shelby ladies will move to the third place game to face Milan at noon in the high school gym on Saturday. On the other side of the bracket for the girls, it was Clark County tonight defeating Knox County in a game you heard here ahead of this one on KMEM Sports, 75-40. The Lady Indians will face Putnam County, who advanced by virtue of a 34-31 win over Brookfield back on Wednesday evening. So it'll be Clark and Putnam ladies for consolation at 3 p.m. Saturday here in the middle school gym, and it'll be Knox and Brookfield ladies at noon over here in the middle school for seventh place on Saturday. So that's how things stand at halftime. 23-13 Skyler. We'll be back with the second half in a moment. This is KMEM Sports. Welcome back to Queen City, 4th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. It's a men's consolation semifinal, and both teams are at the bench huddled up, and we're getting ready to get the second half of action underway here in this tournament. Boys championship semifinal underway in the high school gym. Donnie Middleton has the call of that one on KMEM Radio and KMEM Stream. And with 4.5 to play third quarter, it looks like North Shelby is ahead in that one over Knox, 34-28. In this one, it's been Schuyler County's full court zone pressure that has kind of made the difference. Brookfield has had a little trouble getting it down the court at times due to that pressure, and those turnovers have been the difference. 10-point margin for Schuyler right now, 23-13. Both teams are back on the court, and it's going to be Brookfield ball to start the second half. Corey Stott with you here on KMEM Sports. Kick back and enjoy the second half. Hope you enjoy it as much as we do. It's been a fun night tonight. Let's have a little more fun. Two more quarters coming up for you here in the second half of the doubleheader. Mitchell Day is going to inbound into the backcourt to Bowley, and here we go. Third quarter's underway. Across the timeline, 3-2 zone by Skyler. Ferris up on the top of it. Newland on one wing, Wendy the other. Three-pointer coming from the left wing by Parks to Brookfield, and he got it. That was a pure shot. 5 points for Parks, and that's how we get started in the second half. 23-16, it's a 7-point lead for Skyler. Wendy top of the key, guarded by Day. Dribbles right hand, down to the right baseline for Amon. Tried to hit Wendy, cutting down the right side of the lane. Too many hands, stolen away by Parks. Probably should have went somewhere else with that one. Right wing goes over to Foley. Now he goes right corner, and it's taken away by Newland. Newland brings it across the timeline. Picked up there by Day. Dangerous pass to Smith, but he saves it. Now he's getting it down to Ferris on the right block. He tries to skip it across the lane to the left side for Amon. He mishandles it, tracks it down, has a tough shot from under the basket. Can't get it to go. Foley has it. Left wing for Day. Thought about it. Now he's going to drive to the baseline. Left block. Little contact, no call. Off glass, no good. Rebound Ferris. Gets it over to Wendy. He's on the right wing. Right block. Now he'll dribble it out. Collier was there waiting on him. Good decision. Smith, right wing. Tried to hit Ferris at the free throw line, and pass tipped away by Collier. Throws it out ahead to the outlet Parks, but led him too far, and he can't track it down. Turnover back to Schuyler County. They're on the baseline in their own backcourt. 23-16, 6.5 to play third quarter. Newland has it. Jogs across the timeline. Brookfield stays in that 1-3-1 trapping zone. Left wing Smith holds high, looking for cutters. Has Ferris between the circles. Guarded up top by Day at the top of that 1-3-1. Collier in the middle. Ferris, right wing, looking for Wendy against Collier. That's not going to happen. Left wing Smith skips over to right wing to Ferris. Right corner Heyman holds high, looking for somebody. He's going to go back to Ferris on the right wing. Skyler doing a good job of moving the ball, making that zone work. Skip pass, left wing. Smith in the paint to Wendy. Off glass, left side, no good, but fouled. I think that's going to go against Gunn. We'll wait and see. And that's going to go against Collier. And that's three fouls on Bryson Collier. So the senior has his third early in the third quarter. First team foul, but it was on the shot, so it'll send Cale Wendy to the line. First shot's on the way. Got it. 5 points for Cale Wendy. The sophomore's having a decent little night. He's got a second one coming. Eyes to the rim, fires the shot, got it. Nothing but net. He's going to be a good one. 6 points, and we've got a timeout. 30-second one. We'll take it with him back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Back at Schuyler County Schools, we're in the middle school gym for a men's consolation semifinal. 25-16, Schuyler leads at 6 minutes to play third quarter. Brookfield will inbound, full court pressure by the Rams. Bowley back across court to Gunn. Now he tries to hit the middle of the press and has it taken away by Wendy. And Wendy drives to the baseline and picks up a blocking foul on Gunn. That's going to be the first foul on Tommy Gunn. Rams will inbound on the baseline. Newland gets left corner to Wendy. He'll take it off the dribble. Now fakes the pass, pulls up to the jumper. No good. Rebound cleaned up by Day. Brookfield comes the other way. Ferris picks him up. Now they set the pressure. Ferris is all over him, and now they're going to get him for the foul. And that's going to be foul number 2 for Ferris. So Ferris with the foul, Brookfield the inbound on the baseline. Gets it in to Day. Day skips it back across to Gunn. Gunn crossover dribble, back to Day. Day left side between the circles, now left corner for Parks, thinks about it for three, tries to go to Collier on left block, and it's kicked by Amon. It'll stay with Brookfield underneath on the baseline. Parks will trigger. Baseline under the bucket, near side. Holds high, cutters through the paint. Nothing there, nothing there. Now he's going to go left wing. Now left corner. Three-pointer on the way from Bowling. Got it. They gave him the space, and he nailed it. 25-19. 5:18 to play. Skyler with a 6-point lead. Now it goes in the left block for Wendy. Can't get it to go, but the rebound on the weak side comes down to Amon, and he goes right back up with it and gets it off glass. And that's 6 points for Amon, back to a 27-19 lead for Skyler, 8 points. And the pressure nearly gets the trap. Now they hit Collier, has to save it on the baseline. Saves it in for Parks, has it scrambled from behind by Smith. Up by Gunn, blocked again. Smith comes up with it, we go the other way, Newland has it. Newland to pull it up, they'll set the offense. Brookfield settles back into that 1-3-1. Ferris has it left wing, Smith right wing, now gets it in the middle to Wendy. Wendy was cutting down the lane, and he made contact after the pass, and it's a player control foul on Wendy. Offensive foul is his third of the game. Second team foul on Skyler. Brookfield has the ball. Bowley avoids the trap, gets it cross court to Gunn. Gunn splits the defenders, nearly loses it, comes back up with it. A high, dangerous pass, and it's taken away. They pay for it. It's taken away by Smith to Amon. Ahead to Ferris on the left block. Got it. Excellent transition basketball, and now I think we've got some sweat on the floor, and the officials call a timeout. They're going to get that cleaned up right away. 4:22 to play third quarter, 29-19. Skyler, the 10-point lead. It's 23-13 at half. Both teams have put 6 on the board since halftime. Start of the fourth quarter, it's North Shelby 45. Knox 33 in that championship semifinal going on over in the high school as we play in the middle school. And there's going to be a player control foul. Mitchell Day jumped in the air, passed it, and came down on top of one of the Skyler players. They called him for the foul, and he's hurt. He's down on the floor. Not sure what happened to him, but he's feeling it. Round of applause for him as he gets up off the floor. That's his first personal foul, third team foul. And we're going to send John Waldron into the game to replace Day. He's kind of grabbing his lower back right side above the right hip. And wood floors don't give very much when you land on them. He's feeling it right now. Inbound in the backcourt to Ferris. Gets it right back to Newland. Crosses the timeline. Guarded by Parks. Left wing for Smith. Cross-court pass right wing Ferris. Pivots back to Smith. Left wing. Good shoot for three. Long off the rim, though. Good. And I think they're going to get Cooper Amon in the back on the rebound. So first personal foul on Amon. And Mason Humphrey is going to check into the ballgame for Schuyler County, replacing Connor Smith. So sophomore for sophomore. This is a young Schuyler County team. Only two seniors on the roster, Draven Small and Noah Newland. And here we go. Cross-court pass to Collier. Full court zone press by the Rams. They get it across the timeline to Bowling right side. Down to the free throw line. Now Collier cut to the left block. And he traveled. Nope, it's a foul. Collier draws the foul against Newland. And it's on the floor. So it'll be Brookfield inbound on the floor. 3:52 to play third quarter. 29-19 Schuyler. Nice inbound pass. They catch Bowling flashing to the block on the left side. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled by Ferris. That's going to be foul number three on Ryan Ferris, the tall, lanky junior. And that's going to send Owen Bowley to the line for two. First one on the way, got it. 4 points for Bowley tonight. Ferris is going to head to the bench with those three fouls. And Elliot Sevitz, the freshman, going to come into the game for Schuyler. Bowley has it, eyes the bucket. On the way, got it. So Bowley gets both of them. 5 points for Bowley. Newland brings it across. Brookfield still in that 1-3-1 half-court zone. Mason Humphrey, left side top end of it. Sevitz has it between the circles. Newland right wing, dribbles to the corner. Gets it to Amon in the corner. Now he'll dribble out the wing. Now hits Wendy on the right block. Weak side pass to Humphrey on the left block. Can't get it to go off last. Rebound saved in by Wendy. Gets it to Newland. Newland to drive right block. Jump shot. Rolls across the rim. No good. And they're going to get Humphrey going across the back of Gunn. So Humphrey will pick up foul number two. That's team foul number six for Schuyler County. So with 3:25 to play, the next foul will send Brookfield to the line for the bonus. Collier inbounds. Far side to Bowley. Back to Collier. Looking for help. Back to Bowley. Bowley passes ahead. Good job against the press there. Gunn in the middle. Now he gets Parks on the left baseline. Mid-range jumper no good. Rebound to Gunn. Back to Parks left corner. Fakes for three. Now dribbles. Mid-range jumper again short. No good. Parks again the rebound in the corner. Gets up top to Collier. Skip to the right wing to Bowley. Bowley will back it out against Sevitz. They'll reset. Gunn between the circles. Gets to Parks on the left wing against Newland. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now it's crossover back left. He's got Gunn left wing. Cross-court pass over the top to Bowley. Now right corner Parks. He'll shoot for three this time. Off the heel of the rim. No good. Rebound Gunn for Brookfield. Off the left block. Goes to the weak side. Off for Waldron, and it goes. Waldron gets it off the glass, his first two of the night, 29-23. Brookfield within six. 2.5 to play, third quarter. Newland, right wing for Sevitz. Crossover dribble back to Humphrey. Now he has it taken away. Tried to get it to Newland on the long pass. A little bit too far for that one, and Bowley poked it away. Connor Smith comes back into the game, replacing Newland. Smith holds it on the sideline. He's got to get it into somebody. Nobody's moving. Now a long pass to Humphrey on the near side. Right corner, Wendy. Double team. Dribbles out of it. Gets it to Amon on the top on the right side. 1-3-1 zone. They're trying to get him in the corners. Schuyler doing a good job staying out of the corners. Back between the circles up top. It's Sevitz. Now right, or excuse me, left elbow for Wendy. Top the key, Sevitz for three. Partially deflected, no good. Goes off Collier's head. Wendy comes on with a left block, off the glass, no good, rolls across the rim. Rebound comes down to Parks. He earned that one. Brookfield will bring it across the line. He's picked up at half court by Wendy. Now he'll fall back to the bottom of that 2-3 zone. gun, left side, 1:48 to play third quarter. Foley with it. Tyler leads by 6, 29-23. Brookfield looking to close the gap. Park's left wing picks up the dribble, up top for Gunn. Hold tie, back to Park left wing. Thinks about it. Now guarded by Humphrey, goes back to Gunn. And now we're going to have a timeout. Coach Davison from Brookfield is going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. 29-23, Skyler, 1:31 to play. This is KMEM Sports.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Back to Schuyler County Middle School Gymnasium. It's the men's consolation semifinal, number 2 of the 4th annual Tri Rivers Classic. Schuyler County and Brookfield squaring off. Schuyler leads it 29-23 with a minute 31 to play third quarter. Brookfield has it. Here we go. Smoley across Tom line. Top of the key right wing Park. Gets it to the right block for Collier. Crossover step. Gets it to go. They've struggled to find him inside. He gets that one. It's 9 points for him. 29-25. Brookfield within 4. Sevitz up top left side between the circles now. Already back to Sevitz left wing. Left corner Mason. Left block for Amon. Gets it to the weak side to Smith. Off blast, got it. Well executed. Good ball movement there by Schuyler County. That's the first 2 for Smith. 31-25. A minute to go, third quarter. Parks left wing loses his balance. Falls down. I think he rolled his ankle. And that's a tough way to get a travel. He did. He rolled that ankle, but he's up and trying to walk it off. Newland's going to check in, replacing Wendy for Schuyler, and we're going to have Mitchell Day checking in and replacing Parks so he can go tend to that ankle. So Mitchell Day will go to the top of that 1-3-1 zone. Collier's in the middle on the free throw line guarding Amon. Comes over to Smith on the right wing. Sevitz, top of the key, passes it to Newland and had it nearly intercepted. It goes off of Newland's fingertips. Turnover back to Brookfield. 31-25, 45 seconds to play third quarter. Brookfield within 6. They can close the gap. Every time they've gotten close, Skyler's had an answer. Boley up top, left wing for Day. Holds it against Humphrey. Left corner for Boley. Uses his dribble, now picks up the dribble. Up top to Gunn. Right corner for Day. He hits Collier on the right block and tipped out of bounds, I think, by Amon. He tried to sell it, and then he grinned because he knows it was off of him. He's not going to get the Emmy for that one. Inbound is going to be triggered by Day on the baseline in the far corner. They hit the cutter on the right side of the lane. Boley can't get it to go. Collier has it blocked by Smith. Goes back up with it off glass. Left block, no good. Gets it to the rebound and gets it to go. He owes those two. 11 points for Collier, and it's 31-27. Brookfield within 4. They're in striking distance. Newland between the circles. Left wing, Sevitz. Gets it up top to Smith. Hits Amon on the right elbow. Faces up. Can't get it to go. Skips off the rim. Rebound comes down to Boley. They can get within 2. 1 second. Half court heave. It's short. And that's the way the third quarter ends, with Schuyler County leading at 31-27. Back in 1 minute. You're listening to KMEM Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise. The Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
And welcome back to the 4th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic. I'm Corey Stott with you here on KMEM Sports. We're coming to you on KMEM Sports Stream number one. It's a consolation semifinal. Schuyler County leads Brookfield 31-27, and we're getting set to start the fourth quarter. Schuyler will have it to start the final period of regulation. Newland will have it at half court to inbound. Here we go. Fourth quarter underway. Gets it to Wendy in the backcourt. He brings it across. Half court, 1-3-1 zone by Brookfield. He dribbles, hands off to Newland. He'll walk it to the center between the circles. Gets it to Smith. Back to Newland between the circles. He's guarded up top there by Day. Gets it left wing, Wendy. Looks at the corner. Now dribbles. Now back to Smith. Back to Wendy left wing. Dribbles. Now gets it to Newland top of the key. Schuyler trying to get a little movement going to find the crease against this zone. Collier in the middle, trying to cover up Amon, who's working the high post. Wendy left wing, dribbles against Day, drives lane, drives left block, covered up there, gets it to Smith's left corner. He kicks it back top to Wendy, and we reset. Wendy tried to dribble, had it taken away by Boley, and a whistle. And it will go to Brookfield. They say it went off the Schuyler player's foot. So Tommy Gunn will inbound. Gets it in to Boley across the timeline. Four-point game. Brookfield trails 31-27. 7 minutes to play in the game. Left wing, or left corner rather, for three. No good by Boley. Newland clears it off the board. Drives to the right baseline. He's double-teamed. He's got to kick it up top to Wendy. Wendy will go to the free-throw line. Step-back jumper. Got it. A nice step-back jump shot by Wendy. He's got eight, and it's 33-27. Schuyler lead back to six. Parks drives to the right block. Now tries to leave it for Collier, and Amon reached out and swatted it out of bounds before Collier could get to it. Brookfield ball on the baseline. Well, inbounded under the bucket on the far side. Parks will trigger the pass. They've got Day set up in the corner. Now he'll rotate up top. Collier working the high post, still looking for somebody. Now they get it in to Gunn on the left block. Up top, back to Gunn in the corner. Collier, left block, double-teamed immediately. Parks, top of the key. He'll launch for three, long off the heel. Rebound comes down to Gunn. Right block, off glass. It went, but it will not count. They're going to say Gunn picked up the pivot foot. It's a travel. And the 6.5 minutes to play, Schuyler gets it back, leading by six, 33-27. Wendy will inbound to Newland, gives it right back to Wendy. He brings it across the timeline. Day working up top on that zone. Newland to the right side, now up top cross-court pass to Wendy. Now back to Newland on the right side, right corner for Ferris. Quickly gets it inside to Amon, and Amon can't keep a hold of it. And it goes out of bounds on the baseline back to Brookfield. And Mason Humphrey will check into the game for Schuyler, as well as, well, seven started to come in, but it's going to be Mason Humphrey replacing Ferris. 1-2-2, full court, zone press. Smith is at the point of it in the backcourt. Wendy on one side up top, Newland on the other. Pass to the middle to Parks, nearly taken away. They get it left wing for three from Boley. No good off front of the rim. Good box out by Humphrey for Schuyler. He gets the rebound. Clears it to Amon. Now he passes ahead to Newland. They'll bring it across. Just under 6 minutes to play. 6-point lead for Schuyler, 33-27. Newland and Wendy play catch up top. Now right corner for Smith. Back to Wendy left wing. Tried to get it to Humphrey in the left corner, and he misfired, and it's taken away by Gunn. Schuyler got a little faster than what they wanted to play right there. Right wing, it goes over to Boley. Boley now right corner for Gunn. Gunn back to Boley between the circles. They'll reset the offense. Left wing Parks back to Gunn, or Boley rather, between the circles. Now right wing to Gunn. That's Mitchell Day. Right corner now for Boley. Drives in, mid-range jumper, off glass, got it. That's 7 points for Boley, and it's back to a 4-point margin, 33-29 Schuyler, just over 5 minutes to play. Ferris reports to the table. He's going to check back in. Left side for Wendy. Now it goes to Amon. Now he goes inside right block to Humphrey, and he loses a hold of it out of bounds on the baseline. It'll go back to Brookfield. Ferris will check in for Humphrey. Tommy Gunn will trigger it. Comes in to Mitchell Day. He's trapped. Gets it to Parks. He's got wide open court in front of him. Picks up the dribble, though, and they'll reset. Now he's got Day. Cutting left block. Loses the handle. Out of bounds. And that's off Schuyler. It'll stay with Brookfield. Just under 5 minutes to play. You're listening to KMEM Sports. We're on KMEM live stream number one. Skyler leads Brookfield 33-29. Parks will inbound baseline on the far side. Gets it in on the cutter. Foley off the glass from the right block. No good. Newland has it. They're going to set up the offense, try to work a little clock here. Four-point lead. Newland and Wendy will play catch up top. Newland on the near side, Wendy the far side. 1-3-1 zone by Brookfield. They're making the top of that zone run back and forth. Now a high pass lobbed inside to the left block for Smith, and he can't come up with it, and he lets it go out of bounds. Last touch by Brookfield. I think that was Gunn that touched it last. So we're going to have an inbound by Skyler on the baseline from the far corner. Four men spread across the baseline. Tries to hit it into Amon, and it's tipped out of bounds by Boley. A little sloppy with the pass there. Now it's going to be out of bounds on the far corner on the sideline side. They get it in up top on the left side. It goes to Amon. Now Amon over to Newland. It's going to be Wendy and Newland up top playing catch again. 4:18 and counting. Final period of play here in regulation. Newland dribbles into the elbow, now across court to Wendy. They're content to just keep moving that ball back and forth, and now they're going to extend the zone, and Day comes up, gets a hit into Wendy, and he'll pick up the foul. Two fouls on Mitchell Day. Skyler will have it near the timeline. Newland will inbound to the backcourt to Wendy. He'll bring it across. Amon and Collier, quite a battle at the free throw line. Wendy will drive in to the free throw line, and they're going to say he took steps. That's a travel and a turnover back to Brookfield. 4 minutes exactly to go here in the ballgame. Skyler a four-point lead, 33-29. Brookfield a chance to close the gap. They break the press. Collier, middle of the floor. They got three on two. Hesitation dribble by Boley. Goes into the final cross cut. It's a two-point game. Owen Boley with the tough layup in the paint. He's got nine, and it's 33-31, 3:45 to play in the ballgame. Skyler by two. Wendy up top. Still a 1-3-1 zone to Brookfield. They stayed with it the whole game. Newland between the circles. Guarded by Day. And now it goes off Wendy's hand. Another instance, just like we had with Ferris in the first half. Took his eyes off the ball to see where he was going to go with it. And took his eye off the ball. It goes out of bounds back to Brookfield. 60-second timeout. Skyler leads 33-31. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
The ultimate in off-road comfort just got better at Slayton Polaris. The 2022 North Star has been updated to offer faster heating and cooling for all-season comfort. Enjoy a quiet ride and keep water and dust out with the tight-sealing Pro Shield cab system. Work even harder with LED headlights and a 4,500-pound winch. Order yours during the holiday sales event going on now at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles west of Memphis and 13 miles north on B. Reserve yours today and get it as soon as it's made from the factory. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Hey, how many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Most standard outlets can hold only 120 volts of power. Be cautious when plugging devices into power strips. Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Welcome back to the Schuyler County Middle School Gymnasium. Fourth annual Tri-Rivers Classic champion, consolation semifinal matchup, Schuyler and Brookfield. Schuyler leads it 33-31 with 3.5 to play in the game. Brookfield has the ball. Donnie Middleton over on the KMEM FM side of things with a bandy. Knox trails by 3 in a championship semifinal to North Shelby. Left wing for Parks in this one. He goes over to the right corner for Boley for three. No good. Skips across the rim. Tipped by Collier. Comes down to Day, and Day traveled with it. He got tripped up, and it will go back to Schuyler County. 3:12 to play, 33-31 Schuyler. Smith will go to the bench. Humphrey will come in for him. And Gavin Rodriguez, the junior, will check in for Brookfield, replacing the senior Mitchell Day. A little bit of sweat on the floor there trying to get it mopped up. There's been bodies on the floor in this one, but it's been a well-played game. Lots of hustle plays. We'll get that mopped up. Over in the high school, that championship semifinal, Knox and North Shelby. Knox trails at 47-44 with a half a second to play. They're in a timeout. Going to be a dandy finish with Donnie Middleton over on that side. Still cleaning up the sweat down there on the floor. I think they've got it cleaned up now. We're ready to play ball. Skyler will have it in the backcourt. Brookfield's going to send Rodriguez down to extend some full court man-to-man pressure. Here we go. 3 minutes and counting in this one. Lindy, crossover, beats his man. Right wing for Newland. Holds it up. Back to Lindy between the circle. Skyler leads by two. Newland, right wing. They're going to extend it, try to trap him. Now they get back to Humphrey between the circles. They've got Rodriguez up on top of that 1-3-1 zone now. They've got Gunn underneath on the backside. Humphrey on the left wing. Pivots, looking for cutters. Now he gets a timeout. So Coach Chris Pruitt takes a 30-second timeout to save the possession. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Skyler leads 33-31. This is KMEM Sports.
Show off your school pride today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri offers school mascot debit cards at their 7 convenient locations: Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland. So when you use that debit card, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri will give back to your favorite school. Free online banking, bill pay, and mobile deposit. Free Android and iPhone apps available. Sign up today at ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the 4th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Tournament. Corey Stott with you here on KMEM Sports. It's Skyler and Brookfield in this one. It's a consolation semifinal. North Shelby just knocked off Knox County 47-44. It'll be North Shelby and Putnam in the championship at 4:30 Saturday on the men's side. 2:45 to play in this one. Skyler has it. Wendy brings it across the timeline. Right wing Humphrey, guarded by Parks. He's going to dribble to the baseline. Now backs it out to the corner. Now he's in trouble. He's trapped. Gets it to Newland, who tiptoes to the sideline and throws a desperation pass that's taken away by Boley. Brookfield can tie or take the lead. Boley brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Ferris. Picks up a screen by Gunn. He'll drive the paint. Off the front of the rim, no good. Comes down to Wendy. Transition the other way. And they're going to have Tommy Gunn stepping in front of Wendy, picking up the blocking foul. That's going to be the second foul on Gunn. 15 foul for Brookfield. Skyler has 16 fouls. Humphrey heads to the bench. Next Skyler foul will send Brookfield to the line. And now Wendy sends the pass over to Newland, who didn't see it coming, and it just about went off his shoulder. He saw it at the last second. Wendy for three, top of the key, off the rim, no good. Rebound Parks, taken away by Smith, and out of bounds off Collier. It'll stay with Skyler. It is physical. It's clean, but it's physical inside the lane tonight. Some good battles going on underneath. Heyman will inbound. Four across the free throw line for Skyler. Now they split. Pass up top to Wendy. Ferris is on the floor with Gunn. They tell him to get up and play on. And now Wendy draws the charge. He went into the right block, and that looked like Bowie that stood his ground. And he takes the charge. Wendy gets his fourth foul. That could be huge. 1:55 to play. Wendy with his fourth personal. It's the seventh team foul, but since it's an offensive player control, there's no free throws. But Brookfield's going to have a chance to tie and take the lead. 1:55 to play. Skyler leads at 33-31. Foley walks across the timeline. Skyler in that 2-3 matchup zone. Parks left wing, crossover dribble, picks up the dribble. Now he gets it to Day. Day off the key. Now we've got some rough play in the paint. The foul. Looks like Gunn and Amon got tied up, and they're going to whistle the foul on Amon. So they're going to call Amon for the hold inside in the paint. He was wrestling a little bit with Gunn. They get their arms locked up, and Amon gets the foul. That's the eighth foul on Skyler, so that's going to send Tommy Gunn to the line. He's a senior. He's going to get a one-on-one opportunity. Rodriguez checks in, replacing Day for Brookfield. Gunn has a chance to tie this one. 1:41 to play. First shot's on the way. Good high arch. Nothing at the bottom of the net. That's the first point of the night for Gunn, and he can tie it with this next one. Skyler has led throughout. Brookfield, the first opportunity. Shot on the way. Got it. We're tied up. All tied at 33 apiece. A minute 40 to play. Here we go. Wendy with the ball. Playing the four fouls. guarded by Rodriguez, crossed the timeline, free throw line, left wing. Heyman fakes the shot, dribbles left, walk off glass, rolls in and out, no good. Top four, Smith saves it, Nula, top of the key, dribbles free throw line. He's in the paint, and it's going to be a foul on the floor. I think it's going to go against Rodriguez, and it does. Gavin Rodriguez picks up the foul, his first personal. He makes the box score without him. Minute 25 to play, tied at 33 apiece. Wendy will inbound, baseline, under his basket, near side. Four men spread across the baseline, and we've got more moisture on the floor here. They're going to mop that up. We've had some bodies on the floor tonight, so there's a little bit of sweat down there. A good, hard-nosed basketball game tonight. Nothing dirty, just good, hard basketball. It's been a fun one. We might get a little bonus coverage tonight. I can almost see Mark Denny rolling his eyes now. They're getting the moisture mopped up. Collier's telling them where it's at. He ought to know. He was one of the bodies on the floor. North Shelby defeated defeated Knox County in the nightcap tonight over in the high school gym in the championship semifinal. North Shelby men will play Putnam County at 4:30 Saturday in the high school gym for the men's championship. And we've got the moisture off the floor. We're ready to play basketball. Four men scattered across the baseline for Skyler. Wendy will inbound. Everybody's down low. Brookfield matches up with them. They'll jump right back into that zone. They get Ferris, right corner. Hands it right back to Wendy. Off the curl dribble. Faces up with Collier. Decides not to risk it. Now he has it taken away by Rodriguez. Rodriguez is all alone. Middle of the paint. Oh, first glass. Goes out. Oh, good. Wendy, the other way. 1:13 to play all time. Right wing. Wendy pulls out. Newland, top of the key for three. Step. Skyler takes the timeout. Three-pointer by Nula, the dagger. 36 Skyler, 33 Brookfield, 105 to play, back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Welcome back to Schuyler County Middle School Gymnasium. We've got a dandy for you. 105 to play in regulation. 36 for Schuyler, 33 for Brookfield. Newland just hit a dagger three-pointer top of the key to take the three-point lead. Brookfield ball to inbound in the backcourt. 1-2-2, full-court zone pressure by Schuyler. Inbound comes to Day. Buckle up, Buttercup. Here we go. Across the timeline, between the circles, crossover dribble. Schuyler in a 3-2 zone, trying to trap out of it if they get a chance in the corner. Over on the right wing for Bowley. Gets it into the right corner. That is Day. Day, hold tight, looking for help. Gets it to Gunn. Gunn on the right wing. Between the circles for Bowley. 44 seconds of counting. Brookfield down by three. Right wing, Day. Looks into the corner for Bowley. They're going to have to do something here. They get up top to Park. Parks looks, pivots. Now he's trying to do something. He's got Gunn in the paint. Right back off cross. Got it. It's a one-point game. 2 points for Gunn. He's got four. 25 seconds of counting. Now he's trapped. Newland in the corner, but we're going to get a foul. That's going to be the 17th foul on Brookfield. That's going to send Newland to line for 1-1. That foul is going to go against Day. That's his third personal foul. 24.6 seconds to play in regulation. Skyler 36, Brookfield 35. Noah Newland, the senior, goes to the line for a 1-1. Chance to put the Rams back up by three. He's got to get the first one, though. He has the ball in his hand, spins it, eyes the rim, shots on the way, rolls across the fifth, top of the rim, no good, rebound Brookfield to Gunn. He gets it ahead, now it goes to Park, left corner on the baseline. And we've got a timeout. Coach Terry Davidson takes the timeout. It's a 60-second. We'll be back in 60. This is KMEM Sports.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
And we're back at the 4th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic. Brookfield and Schuyler squaring off. 18 seconds to play. Schuyler 36, Brookfield 35. Brookfield ball into the basket. Inbound pass comes in to Bolikip, and he has it in the corner. Parks top the key. 13 seconds of counting. They've got to get at least 1 point here. Day, right wing, right block, and they call the charge. Hunter Smith stood his ground, took the charge. And the foul goes against Day. Foul number 4. 8.5 seconds to play. Brookfield trails by 1, 36-35. Schuyler's going to have the ball to inbound on the baseline. And we've got a conversation going on here. Not sure what this is about. Eight and a half seconds to play. 36-35 Schuyler. Schuyler will inbound baseline far side. Halfway between the lane and the corner. Brookfield's going to back off. They match up man-to-man full court. Inbound to Wendy. 7 seconds of counting. They don't get the foul line. Now they do. 4.5 seconds to go. Boley fouls Wendy. That's going to be number 3 on Boley. That's not going to matter at this point. So, here we go. 4.5 seconds. Schuyler 36, Brookfield 35. The sophomore, Cale Wendy, steps to the line for a 1-and-1 bonus. Has the ball. First shot's on the way. Got it. 9 points for Wendy. That one was huge. That's a 2-point deficit. And now we're going to have a timeout. Brookfield, 60 seconds. We'll be back to wrap this one up and bring you the conclusion. This is KMEM Sports.
The ultimate in off-road comfort just got better at Slayton Polaris. The 2022 North Star has been updated to offer faster heating and cooling for all-season comfort. Enjoy a quiet ride and keep water and dust out with the tight-sealing Pro Shield cab system. Work even harder with LED headlights and a 4,500-pound winch. Order yours during the holiday sales event going on now at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles west of Memphis and 13 miles north on B. Reserve yours today and get it as soon as it's made from the factory. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Hey, how many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Most standard outlets can hold only 120 volts of power. Be cautious when plugging devices into power strips. Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
And welcome back. Schuyler County Brookfield basketball. Schuyler leads 37-35. 4.5 seconds to play. It's Cale Wendy at the line. He made the front end of the 1-and-1. He's got one more coming. He can make it a 3-point game right here. Bounces the ball. Studies the rim. Shots on the way. Got it. 3-point lead for Schuyler. Here we go. Inbounds to Boley across the timeline. 2 seconds. 1. They're going to have to watch it. Here it is. No. Off the glass. Front of the rim. No good. They couldn't get it to go. Schuyler hangs on for a 38-45 victory. What a game. You hate to see anybody lose that one. But Schuyler prevails 38-35. That's your final. We'll step aside for a few moments and come back to wrap it up for you. This is KMEM Sports.
Show off your school pride today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri offers school mascot debit cards at their 7 convenient locations: Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland. So when you use that debit card, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri will give back to your favorite school. Free online banking, bill pay, and mobile deposit. Free Android and iPhone apps available. Sign up today at ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes: teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
And welcome back to the 4th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Tournament. It's a final. Consolation semifinal number 2 goes to Schuyler County. They defeat Brookfield tonight 38-35. What a barn burner. Schuyler led most of the game. Brookfield makes a run late and makes it exciting at the finish, but Schuyler hangs on, and in no small part to some clutch free throws at the end of the game. This one was 17-7 Schuyler after the first quarter. Both teams put 6 on the board, and it was 23-13 Schuyler at the half. In the third quarter, Brookfield outscored Schuyler 14-8, but Schuyler led 31-27. And in the final period, it was 8 points for Brookfield, 7 for Schuyler, but not quite enough to get over the hump. And Schuyler holds on for the 38-35 victory. In your scoring summary, Bryson Collier, the Brookfield senior, led all scorers with 11 points. The junior, Owen Boley, had 9 points for Brookfield. Hank Parks had 5 points. Tommy Gunn with 4 points. Got to love that name, Tommy Gunn. And Mitchell Day also with 4 points. And John Walgren, the sophomore, gets a pair of points himself. And again, 35 total team points for Brookfield. Excuse me. For the Schuyler County Rams, Kale Windy led the Rams scoring with 10 points. Noah Newland with 9 points. It was the junior Ryan Ferris with 8 points. Junior Cooper Amon with 6 points. Mason Humphrey put up 3 points, and Connor Smith with a pair of points for the Rams. 38 total points for Schuyler County. Again, congratulations to both teams on a hard-fought game, but Schuyler comes out on top and will advance to the consolation game. So that sets up our brackets. All the games are completed tonight, so let's run through where we're at. Schuyler wins this one 38-35, so that will mean that we will have Schuyler and Milan men facing off in the consolation game at 4:30 here in the middle school on Saturday. And that will put Brookfield in the seventh-place game against Clark County. And that game will be played on Saturday at 1:30 p.m. in the middle school. On the championship side of things, it's a Putnam County North Shelby matchup for the men's championship. That game will be in the high school gym at 4:30 p.m. And it'll be Knox and Scotland men facing Saturday for third place at 1:30 p.m. So quite a bracket there on the men's side. In the game you heard earlier tonight here on KMEM Live Stream 1, it was a consolation semifinal for the ladies between Brookfield and Putnam County. Check that. I've got the wrong game. Let's make that Clark and Knox County. Clark won that one 75-40 this evening in the first half of the doubleheader. So Clark advances to the consolation game on the women's side. They will face the Putnam County Lady Midgets at 3 o'clock on Saturday here in the middle school gymnasium. And that leaves Knox County and Brookfield in the seventh place bracket. That game will be here in the middle school gym at noon on Saturday. The third place game, North Shelby and Milan ladies will face off at noon in the high school gym for third place, and that much anticipated district championship rematch game between Schuyler County and Scotland County. Scotland got the better of it last season at the end of the year, and everybody's been talking about that possible rematch. Well, here you go. 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, high school gym, ladies championship between those two teams. You're not going to want to miss that one. That's going to be fun. So that's how things stand here at the fourth annual Tri-Rivers Classic. It's been everything that it was hyped up to be and then some. And if you haven't gotten down here to check it out, you need to do so. Several games left to go here this week. I promise you it's worth the price of admission. So that's going to do it for tonight. Again, these fine Schuyler County sponsors making tonight's broadcast possible, including Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, the Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, the Schuyler County Times, Slayton Polaris, by Tri-County Electric, and by Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories. That's going to do it for us here tonight. I'm Corey Stott for producer-engineer Mark Denny. Have a good evening, everyone. This is KMEM Sports.